Welcome to our website service for the second week in Lent. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on a couple scripture readings, first from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 9 through 18. He will also be reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 66. So here is the Pastor David Magruder with the title for this midweek service, 40 for Life, Moses, God's presence for life.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God, and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 66th verse. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. 40 days and 40 nights. For 40 days and 40 nights, Moses was on Mount Sinai. For 40 days and 40 nights, the presence of the Lord and the glory of the Lord appeared like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. For 40 days and 40 nights, Moses was in the presence of God in the cloud, listening. And God had a lot to say. Like the flood in Genesis, this was no small thing. The people of Israel were terrified at the sights and sounds they saw. The presence of God among them was at the same time both awe-inspiringly wonderful and frightening. Into that frightening presence, God called Moses for 40 days and 40 nights. So long that after a while, the people assumed Moses was dead and wasn't coming back. So they made plans to go on without him and with gods of their own making. Now again, like the flood, God could have chosen to do this whole thing more quickly. It surely didn't have to be 40 days and 40 nights to give Moses the commandments. But 40 days and 40 nights is what God chose because this was a significant event to journey from death to life. Israel was on a journey at this time from their slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. But there was a journey even more significant than that, not from slavery to freedom, but from death to life. And the only way to life, true life, real, eternal life, is the presence of God and the Word of God. Israel's golden calf and their own words about it couldn't do it. In fact, that robbed them of life. Only God and His Word could give life. I suppose I could have titled the sermon God's Word for Life instead of God's Presence for Life, but it's really the same thing. Where God is, there is His Word. And where His Word is, there He is. He comes to us through His Word, and most notably, His Word made flesh, the flesh and blood of Jesus. In the 40 days of this Lenten tide, what brings us life is the Word of God. What brings us life is not what we give to God or give up for God, but the Word that is given to us. That's why the first of the Lenten disciplines is prayer. Prayer that doesn't start with us, but starts with the Word of God. We learn to speak to God by God speaking to us. We hear, and then we speak. Israel's mistake at Mount Sinai, when they made that golden calf when Moses was gone on the mountain, was that they did and spoke before first listening to God speak and do. They decided what to do. They decided how they wanted to worship. They decided what was good for them. And it turned out it wasn't very good at all. What was in their heart and what came out of their heart was idolatry. Life-destroying idolatry. No word of God, no presence of God, no life of God. The word of God is what Moses went up on Mount Sinai to hear and bring to the people. What's sometimes forgotten, though, is all that Moses heard. It wasn't just the Ten Commandments. God didn't need 40 days and 40 nights to speak them, or even 40 minutes. Closer would be 40 seconds. Yes, God spoke the Ten Commandments to Moses. Yes, this is how His people live. Yes, this is to be their way of life, but for Israel as for us. This is a condemning word of God. It's a condemning word because we don't live this way. We don't fear, love, and trust in God above all things, all things. We do not use His name as we should. We do not treasure His word as we should. We do not love our neighbor as ourselves. I do for me. And if I have time, then I'll do for you. Now, the law of God, the Ten Commandments, shows how sinful I am. But God spoke more than that on Mount Sinai, much more. Not only law, but also gospel. God gave Moses the instructions for the tabernacle, the priesthood, and the sacrifices, because God wants to dwell with His people in love. It's not enough to just lead them through the wilderness in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He will be with them to bless them and forgive them. But when God came down in His glory on Mount Sinai, the people couldn't handle it. They were terrified. So God would need to dwell with His people in a different way, a way that wouldn't terrify them, a way where He could still speak forgiveness and life to them. And that was the tabernacle, the construction, the service of the priests, the sacrifices. It wasn't easy, but it would be good, and for the good of His people. God spoke both law and gospel to Moses. Words of life, the word of the law, that we turn away from our life-stealing sin, and then the word of the gospel, so that we turn to the one who can give us life and receive that life from Him. And so it is today for us, for all of us who are also on a journey from death to life. If left to ourselves without the word of God, we would be like the people of Israel, because what's in our hearts and comes out of our hearts is idolatry. The law of God exposes that, and that should terrify us. He's told us the way of life, and we often choose the way of death. But the word of God tabernacled among us. The word of God became flesh. The word of God brought life into our world, healing the sick, restoring the afflicted, casting out demons, forgiving the sinner. He called people into His presence and welcomed them to bless them. And even when the people built a wooden cross and sacrificed him on it. Jesus gave life. He spoke words of life. Father, forgive them. And today you will be with me in paradise. And when swallowed up by death, he then swallowed up death forever, completing the journey from death to life in his resurrection and ascension, life that he gives and is still giving and wants to give to everyone. He wants this for each of us. So Jesus calls us into his presence here, in the hearing of his words, where he has promised to be, to hear him speak his life-giving word. When Jesus asked the disciples if they would be like the others who walked away from the word, Peter answered what we answer. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus, you have the words that not just speak of eternal life, but give eternal life. Here, in his word, he speaks, and we are healed, we are restored, we're cleansed, we are forgiven, we are blessed. And he will keep doing that for us as we complete the journey from death to life. When we, who received and lived in Jesus and his word, and died with him, and then rise with him to life, then the journey is complete. He speaks and we hear. He speaks and is present for us. He speaks and we have life, the presence of God for life. And that's what these 40 days of Lent are all about. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us all confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us all pray the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now a final prayer for this midweek service of Lent.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us here for our midweek service of Lent. Now, go in peace and serve the Lord.